Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Happy Easter, and we're going to kick it off with a song that kind of goes with the season. Facebook today. I being homebound kind of bums me. I haven't been able to see mom and and not being able to worship with a body of members, but lots of you guys supported me, and it's so good to be here tonight. And hey, Louie, you there?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
We're going to talk a little past Easter's. Do you celebrate Easter?
Yes, I do.
Well, I want to talk about past Easter's in a little bit. You know what, Louie?
What's that, bro?
On Friday, I was able to watch that show, Girls' Night Out.
Yeah.
And it had Carrie Underwood sing and Vince Gill.
Love Carrie Underwood.
And I'll tell you, when Vince Gill was singing Jesus Take This Wheel, I totally had a breakdown and said to myself, you know, that's what I needed. That's what I need to do. You know, it's say, Lord, you're in control of this car. You're in control of me. And you are in control. And I just told him, I said, Lord, I said, take my will. And then they sung, oh, how great thou art. And I just started to bawl. Because that was one of my mom's favorites and mine even. So how was your weekend?
It was interesting. It was interesting. Without getting into it, my younger son, who I love dearly, you never met him or you never talked to him, but 19 and wanted to live on the streets and broke my heart. And after 14 hours, 4 o'clock in the morning, he came home, and I heard him walk into his room. I got up out of bed after crying most of the day and went up to him, and he said, I could never survive. I was wrong, Dad. And I said, get up. And he stood up. His feet were killing him. His legs were killing him. And I said, give me a hug. And I hugged him, and I told him I love him. You know, it's constant curveballs being thrown at me. On top of that, my dad, who's ill, couldn't get up, and I was working, went over to help him. And it's not that it's unusual, because he has bad nerve and severe nerve damage and severe arthritis. He's 80 years old, and I had to help him out of his chair to sit on a commode and then back into his chair. And I found out at that point, my mom was saying that he slept for 2 days or didn't get out of the chair for almost 2 days. And it's a big leather chair that he just sits over at the kitchen table with, and broke my heart. And then later in that afternoon, the same thing happened again. And I got out of work, and he called me to come back over, and I went back over to help him. I'm a big, strong guy, but my dad's a big man. And I wrenched my lower back on top of it. So at that point, I said, Dad, we got to call 911. You either go to the hospital, or they'll come here, and maybe they'll help you and get you in bed. And, you know, because you really need to sleep, you know.
Yeah.
And we called 911. A rescue truck, a fire truck got there before the rescue truck. The firemen came in, and 3 big firemen helped him, you know, get up into a wheelchair and into his bed, you know. And it was like a miracle this morning. He slept from that afternoon all the way till the next morning, and he got up himself slowly and gingerly and, you know, with difficulty, no doubt.
Does he put his feet up?
What's that, bro?
Does he put his feet up?
Yeah, he put his feet up, and he got up, and he got himself into the wheelchair and got himself into the kitchen, you know?
Okay.
So he had Easter dinner.
I mean,
when he sits,
does he put his feet up? I mean, is he letting them hang, like when he sleeps in the chair?
Yeah, bro, he has, like, no feeling in one leg whatsoever. You know, it's that leg where the knee gives on him, you know. So it's, you know, it's tough. I don't mean to bore everybody with this, so I'm sorry. So
no,
but,
you're not,
you know,
boring.
It's a very tough weekend, but other than that, it was a joyous week, day today. We all sat together. It was absolutely gorgeous out. It was in the 70s here in Rhode Island. We all sat and had dinner together, my son, me, you know, my parents, my sister, my nephew, and one of my cousins. So it was absolutely beautiful today. So,
I actually, let me do this. Cherry.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Louie.
Cherry's
hey,
having a hard time getting into the chat room, guys. Have you went to another show?
I just did it.
What?
I'm in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I won't ask the question. So how was your Easter today?
Mine was very good. Rich and I stayed at home. We had a relaxing day, and we're a little late as far as most people's schedules are. We just finished eating our Easter dinner, but it was delicious, and we're here with you now, and we've enjoyed the day and grateful to be with you.
You know what? You know what I had? My brother, I asked for a steak and he brings me a salad. No, but you know what, guys? I'll tell you, it was one of the best damn salads I ever had. It was from Old Charlie, and I got some grilled shrimp with it, and the salad is some of the best salad. The whatever vinegar, you know, or whatever the salad dressing was, and they put pecans in it. That's really tasty. So,
I love O'Charlie's.
That was my dinner. So, okay.
It was good and it was healthy and it was delicious. Can't,
yes.
I need more than that, brother.
I know they don't want us to talk Apprentice, but when we do talk Apprentice, we usually just do small things around it, but I'll wait on it and everything. Have you been watching it tonight?
I watched some of it. It started off a little boring, you know, with Janet friggin', her and that other girl from Jersey, whatever, the Housewives of Jersey Shore, whatever the hell she's on.
yeah.
I'm so happy.
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives, there you go.
Not much. Okay, let me think.
What a show tonight on The Amazing Race, my God.
Yeah, we're
yes, it was.
Was one of the better shows, too.
Jordan's supposed to be calling
one
in.
One of the better and one of the worst all at the same time.
Jordan's supposed to be calling in tonight.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, remember? He said when they get voted off. It was Jordan or was it Dan who called
Dan,
in?
Dan
is supposed to call in, remember?
Yeah, he
did
say that.
Him?
You
need to text him and say, you know, the Cowboys got voted off today. Yeah, I was happy about that, actually, but you weren't, were you?
Nah, I didn't like that, bro.
They had to get one more Oh Good Gravy in on me before they left.
Oh, I heard it.
And you just gave up a spoiler, so it wasn't my fault.
Oh, spoiler's okay with that. If they haven't watched it and they came here, they should know. And, Paul, keep me updated, please. Thank you. But, no, I mean, I thought it was an interesting one. And I tell you right now, the Fontaine, I would have picked that one, too, personally. But then I would start drinking it.
That's what I was thinking. Why didn't they just pick it up and drink it? I mean, maybe that pot was really hot, though. Those fondue hot.
Spoon it out.
Those fondue pots are cold.
But just use a spoon and eat it. I mean, putting all that bread in your stomach is what's going to fill you up.
Exactly. Exactly. Nothing said where you had to eat the bread.
Right.
You know?
He just said eat the cheese.
Yeah. Should have just scooped it in a spoon.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Hey, Lola.
Stick a straw in there.
Wait. Lola. Lola, hon. You want to be kicked out of my chat room?
Ron. Lola, he doesn't really mean that.
You betcha. Say it one more time.
I won't
time.
Let him do
here
that,
you.
Lola.
No,
we love you, girl.
If playing them in the playoffs, I would be okay. But don't.
I can hear Mike. My dog is in the background. I can hear him. He's up to no good.
You mean your dog?
Bella, get over here. And you know why? Because her real daddy got knocked off tonight. Bella, get over here. Go lay down, baby.
Because I like that person, I'm not going to kick him out. But she's lucky. They're lucky.
Did the Celtics end up kicking?
Yeah, they won.
Kicking ass again? Yeah.
They're out. They're to the next round.
They just destroyed.
So many Sixers beat the Heat, though, to play more. So.
Somebody has a question about the Amazing Race. Go ahead, Red. What's your question? Red wine guzzler? Some of these people should just call in when they got questions.
I agree. I don't know why people are so afraid to call in and talk with us.
I don't bite. I mean, unless you want me to bite, but I mean, you know. Ken Vixen said they weren't allowed to do the U-turn because they done one earlier this season. That is correct. If you recall when Mike and I U-turned Joe and Heidi, and then we came upon a U-turn again, we led people to believe, because nobody thought about it, but we led people to believe that we were able to U-turn again, and we were telling people, I think it was in Singapore, and I said, and we were telling people, oh, yeah, we're going to U-turn, Brandy and Carol, and if we get up to it, and, you know. So we had everybody thinking we could still U-turn people, but we were told we could not. So once you U-turn somebody, like they did earlier when Kenton Vixen U-turned, who did they U-turn earlier? The Globetrotters.
The Holland Globetrotters.
Right, right. They,
no way,
done.
No. My
you're
girl.
Done. You blew your load. That's it. Excuse my expression.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that's the answer to that, Red. Does that explain it?
I think it does.
I think it does.
I'm trying to go back in my mind. I thought today's show was interesting though. Because in the beginning, it really was like, what about the bike? What about the bike?
The bike was hilarious.
What did
the,
you think?
The bike was funny, man. I mean, you're pedaling it and you know, and it's motorized. And it's like it's a moped. It's one of those old style mopeds, you know?
But so, wasn't it funny that Cowboys were the only team that screwed up?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Other teams could have screwed up, though, but there was a lot of helping. You know, we'll talk about that when we talk about it, but there was a lot of helping done between other teams. So,
right.
I mean, Flight Time could have easily have screwed up because he got lost. He probably wouldn't have had the right ones, you know? All right, Lisa has a question. You know what I want to know, Louie? In countries where pot is legal, does everyone get stoned? That's not an Amazing Race question. That's a cop question. All right. No, not everybody gets stoned. It's like a choice. It's like not everybody drinks liquor in the United States. You know, you have the right to drink liquor as an adult, right? I mean, so, no. Lisa, crazy. She's nuts. But, I mean, there are... You know, for example, Amsterdam, where it's legal, but you can't. There's spots where you could legally smoke it. You just can't smoke it wherever you want. You know what I mean? So,
Why do they call the jails here a joint, and you can't smoke it in there? Answer.
That's a good question. But I mean, there was a lot of people celebrating 420 the other day. I mean, it was actually one of the local strip clubs. A buddy of mine went in it, and they said, "Oh, come celebrate 420." And for those of you who don't know what 420 is, many years ago, not a lot of years, I think it was in the 70s, some college kids got together and made 420 on April 20th, or 420 in the afternoon, a meat spot to smoke weed. And it became like a hit with the college scene, you know? So to this date, 420 is like a little marijuana holiday. And a local strip club had it, and he walked in and he goes, "There were people smoking weed." He goes, you know, it was like, I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, and it's Hitler's birthday and death date, too. Yeah, it's a crazy day.
I know somebody that celebrates 420.
What, did you celebrate it?
I didn't, but I know somebody.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, me too.
Somebody in the chat room.
Oh, somebody in the chat room too? That's all right. Whatever. I don't have any problem with people smoking weed, but it's just people don't understand it. That's my problem. You can, the way marijuana is today, the THC level is so high in marijuana. Nothing like when we were kids. And I'm showing my age right now, but I look good, so it don't really matter. But But the THC level was very low when we were kids, so it took a lot more to get high. And with the THC level being so high these days, you only need a couple of puffs. But the kids actually, you know, would smoke more than a couple of puffs. The addiction rate is so much higher now, and it really messes with the chemical imbalance of your brain. You know, people go, "Oh, it's a natural substance. Oh, that's all it is. It can't hurt you." Yeah, it can hurt you. It's a drug. The bottom line is it's a drug, period. I know people who personally know people who it's ruined their lives, and to the point where they're on antidepressant medication now because they were given ultimatums by loved ones, either quit or I'm leaving you, or you're going to lose your family. And that person quit, but he ended up having to have to quit smoking the weed because he didn't want to lose his family, but he became so depressed that there was days he didn't want to live either. Till he went to go see a doctor, and the doctor prescribed antidepressants. So there were the big downsides of smoking marijuana. You know, I don't see anything wrong with it as long as it's not abused, just like alcohol. Let's put it that way. You know, rolling it in formaldehyde and shit like that is retarded. You gotta be
dangerous.
I know that was in the olden days, but you know, it's still. I mean, the way these kids mix stuff now, they even sprinkle it with, heroin and stuff, or they sprinkle it with crack, so you get a double, like almost like a speedball type effect type thing, in a different sense, you know.
Jerry probably knows all about this stuff too.
Yeah, but I mean, as long, you know, again, some people need to wake up in the morning first thing and they start smoking, and Lisa, yeah,
I think
that
I'm
is
only
true,
one
Lisa.
In the I think I mean, I'm only a good person that's up. I mean, I never done it in my whole life. I've had one after, but like at a concert.
Yeah.
I had a, what is it called?
A contact high.
Yes. It was the funniest feeling I ever had. I will never forget me going. We went to a dance club afterwards. Oh my gosh.
No.
I think I hit on any girl there was in the club.
No, not you.
I was so high.
I don't believe that.
But you know what I do? I always did glue. I was more of the glue person.
Really?
Yeah.
That's way worse than smoking marijuana. Oh, my God. You're burning brain cells smoking weed, but you're really destroying them when you're sniffing glue.
Yeah, but my nose was always plugged, so I always wanted to open it up. No, I don't know.
That's scary.
What?
I said
did
that's
you catch
scary.
You had a couple chat questions in there.
A couple of what questions? Did I miss them?
Yeah, one scrolled up. It was from Night Owl.
I'm backing it up. Hold on.
Question for Louis. Do you think it was dumb of them to share the answer to the bike race? They almost lost. Also, did the Globetrotters not realize it was the...
I'm sure the Globetrotters would have been kicking themselves in the ass for helping when Flight Time helped out, I think it was Keisha.
It was the end of the leg before U-turning.
Yeah. So, I mean, he helped her out and, you know... With the mileage. I don't know. I mean, you what was wonder, but then Keisha and Jen were way ahead. I think they came in second, right, today? Keisha and Jen. Okay, I know it's in front of me. Yeah, Keisha and Jen came in second, so the Globetrotters weren't anywhere close to them, but, obviously you think about things and you kick yourself in the ass later, yeah. I mean, I still kick myself in the ass for hanging with Dan and Jordan in China, and I didn't even want to be near them, and Mike said, no, we got to keep them near us. Red wants to know, in past seasons, people were fierce with U-turns, but recently they've chosen not to use the U-turn. Me and Mike were like, we're on a game show. We're using the damn U-turn. So, and to this day, my good friend Steve Smith, the third base coach for the Cleveland Indians, says, you almost U-turned me and my daughter. I said, no, that's the way they edited it. It made it sound like we were talking about U-turning you. It just happens that.
Was anybody else eating when Zev and Justin was, I think it's Justin, was the one that almost puked, or he did puke?
Justin did throw up.
Yeah.
No, we weren't quite eating yet. We were.
No, I was done. But it was funny. It was funny how they showed him throwing up, and then they went right to the pot of fondue, which kind of looked like throw up in a way.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was nasty.
We were hoping that.
I mean, as a kid, when I was a kid, I don't know, for whatever reason, my gag reflex was bad, and I was.
Ben, you're off. It's five.
What's that?
Ben said there's four teams left. There's
right.
Five teams.
No. There's four left.
What?
One, two, three.
No, five.
Oh, five. You're right. I'm sorry. My bad. You're right. Yep, five teams left. There's probably one more non-elimination.
There's probably about 3 weeks left.
Rich and I were really hoping that Gary and Mallory would get mean and use the U-turn, but they didn't.
They all didn't. The only ones that did it was Flake Time and Big Easy, and I'll tell you what, it was a good move.
Right.
I love the Cowboys. They're my boys, but that was a great move. You can't fault them for that. Cowboys were a tough team.
They were, and they come back strong.
They were so tough they cried.
No matter how far behind they were, But
they were so tough that they cried about the situation.
Red Wine says, "How about Kent riding in the luggage cart being pulled by Vixen? He is such a crybaby.
So dumb.
You hit my ankle with the cart." And then he had to say it again and again until she heard him and acknowledged him. He
you know what?
He just really gets on my nerves.
Okay, Louie.
Fuck.
That guy, you know, that team right there is one of the worst.
Oh, they had the worst odds. I told you that in the beginning when we started watching. They had the worst odds. Like, they did an odds thing. The Cowboys were the best. They were the worst. But, you know, there goes the odds. But.
So, I mean,
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, but I'm so tired of hearing him whine.
Oh, everybody is. Everybody is. It's crazy.
It's getting, you know, crazy, like you just said.
She should have taken him in that cart and, like,
pushed him down the hill.
Yeah, pushed him down the hill and let him go. See ya.
Oh, hey, going back to the subjects we were talking about,
yeah.
You know the first time I drank a real beer, you know, like a Budweiser or something like that, I had to mix it with a Mountain Dew. Because I couldn't take the taste of the real beer. I was a kid, you know, I was like 18.
Yeah, you're a kid, I got
you. You know, I was 18, you know, maybe a little younger, maybe 17 or 16. And just didn't taste. So I put the Mountain Dew and I mixed it. Or I put salt in it.
You put salt in it?
Yeah. My mom told me to do that. But salt.
Right, Noah was why? Oh, where the hell did he go? Right. Keep losing it. Right. Why make a U-turn at the end of was a waste? U-turns after the fact can see that. I kind of thought it was crazy that it was so near the end like that. You would think it would be more in the middle, but. I guess it worked for that show, you know. Justin and Zev, they've come in fourth. Four times now, first place.
Yeah.
So Louie, my daughter-in-law and I met you at the mall a couple of weeks ago. Really? Where was this? Hey, Bigwig, which mall? I guess Providence, more than like Providence Place. Did we talk? And I'm sorry. Everybody's asked. Yeah, I've seen it. I'm wondering where they saw me. Did they see me? Did they come up to me? They said they met me. I don't even know if this person's listening.
Yes, she's listening. Yeah, she's the one that calls in.
Yeah. I had this guy on M Coop on Twitter, and he said he saw me in Chili's this past weekend.
Yeah, he lives out there too.
I guess Pepsi Rich from Vegas, who's a friend of mine, chatted with him. And he said he saw me, but he didn't come up to me. And Pepe Ritz said that, you know, oh, he's a cool guy. And I hit him back. I'm like, I am so approachable. And anybody who knows me knows I'm approachable, you know. So, and I love to talk about the show. I love to answer questions. I mean, I went to a wine tasting last Sunday, and there was a group of a whole table of people that were like wanted to ask me all kinds of questions. It's cool. I love doing it, you know. So. Because I'm very shy.
Are you guys hearing my breathing?
I'd love to run into you sometime, Louie, but I'm afraid we live in such different areas that that's not going to happen.
Maybe someday, hon. You never know if there's going to be a charity event in your area or whatever, you know, that I end up at. So
that would be so much fun. But
yeah.
I'll see you in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So players had no idea. I hate when it jumps like that. The players had no idea that it was the end of the league, so why use the U-turn? No, they knew. I mean, no, they didn't read the clue and then say, oh, we got a U-turn so-and-so. They you have to do the U-turn first. No, you have to do the U-turn first, and then you rip open your clue and move on. So you don't know that it's the pit stop at that point until if you decide to do it or not do it. If you decide not to do it, you get you rip open the next clue, or if you decide to do it, you do it, and then you open the next clue. People want me to talk about the show tonight, bro. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead. I need to rest for a second.
Louis?
Yes, honey.
Real quick, before you start on that, let me tell you how to stop the scroll of the chat room. So if you miss a question, you can stop the scrolling of the chat.
How can I do that, honey?
Okay, right up above where the list of chat names are, there's four icons. One of them is an up and down arrow, the very first one.
Yes, yep.
If you click on that, that stops the chat room from scrolling.
Got it. Thank you.
And then you unclick it when you're done, and it will begin scrolling again.
Paul, you're the best. I don't, I got all these little toys, and I don't even see them.
Okay. So now we're ready for your recap.
Well, we got to wait for the boss to give that permission.
I already did.
He already did. He's taking a little siesta.
was that the snoring I heard? All right. This week, they had to go to the train station and make their way to Liechtenstein, Austria. Now, a little fact, Liechtenstein is one-fifth the size of New York City, and it's one of the smallest countries in the world. And they were told that there will be a double U-turn ahead. They had to make their way to the border crossing, and when they got there, the crew read roadblock. They had to get on a motorized pedaled bicycle and measure the length of Liechtenstein. So, like I said, which is the smallest country in the world. All right. Gary and Mallory, though, when they got there, they had hit the speed bump. They had to do the speed bump for coming in last and being not eliminated last week. All right. And all they had to do was figure out a mixture of gas to oil for a bike. They did it pretty quick, extremely quick, I think, and they were right back in the race. Keisha and Justin were the first two to get to the guy. He was a professional, an Olympic skier, I believe. I can't remember his name. But when they got there, they got it right. It was 22 kilometers from one end to the other in Liechtenstein. Jet got lost. He made a wrong turn. Flight Time even made a wrong turn. But Keisha tells Flight Time as she's passing him the right mileage, so he never has to go back to the stop point. He just turned around and went back and gave the right mileage. Flight Time tells Gary of the right mileage, which really helped Gary out, which was huge because of that speed bump. Vixen surprisingly gets it right, right off the bat, and so Jet and Cord were last in that part of that race. Nobody helped Jet. Nobody gave him any help whatsoever. So he had to go back to the start and ride it all over again, and he got it right, and then he went back, and he went and got Cord. And then they head out to Gutenberg Castle. They had to take a bus and then a train to Vermont, Switzerland, and search for the next clue. When they got there and they found their clue, it was a detour. It was cheese. It was a cheese fondue, and you had to eat all of it. Or the Wheeze. The Wheeze was a 20 pieces of luggage that they had to deliver to different hotels in Vermont. Zermatt. then they had to deliver these pieces of luggages throughout that area, and they had to collect these tags. They had to collect 20 tags. So through this whole mess, Zev and Justin decided to eat the cheese. Keisha and Jen decided to eat the cheese, but quickly got out of it and switched to doing the luggage. Zev and Justin just stuck with it, and all the other teams decided to do the Wheeze, the luggage. Well, Zev and Justin, it was hilarious watching them. This time, Justin was just, like, sick. He was like, you know, you could tell he was going to throw. He was laughing and joking about it at first. And only, I mean, we talked about this earlier. Only God knows why they didn't use a spoon or something just to, you know, drink it down somehow and instead of eating it with the bread, which made it worse. Well, they eventually finished it, and which put them, you know, right at the top of the pack again. All the other teams did the luggage. Keisha and Jen, Keisha and Jen finished second. As far as the luggage goes, Zev and Justin finished first in that in part of that roadblock. And at that point, they had to go to Indian Biden Brumman. Right? Excuse me if I'm not pronouncing words properly. There was the double U-turn. Zev and Justin got there. They decided not to U-turn. And the clue read, make your way to a Moose restaurant. It's a Swiss Chalet by electric taxi. And that was the next pit stop. Kent and Vixen make it there second. They can't U-turn anybody. So they had Gary and Mallory get there. They decided not to U-turn anybody. Flight Time and Big Easy get there, and they zing the Cowboys. And so at the pit stop, Zev and Justin make it first again, and they want a trip for two to some Caribbean beaches where they get to do a lot of fun stuff when they get there. So they're doing absolutely fabulous. Keisha and Jen came in second. Kent and Vixen came in third. Surprisingly, they are doing well the past two races. Gary and Mallory came in fourth. Even with the speed bump, they took fourth. Flight Time to Big Easy came in fifth. And Jet and Cord came in last and were sadly eliminated.
No,
you know,
I
just thought it was a really good show. It actually, you know, there was so much going on that I ended up writing on two sides of a piece of paper for my cheat notes. But it was actually a really good show tonight. Like I said, it was a really good show. It was a really sad show at the same time. I really like the Cowboys a lot. They're really good friends of mine. We text back and forth. And me and Cord talk more than me and Jet. But, you know, they're down-to-earth Christian guys, really good people, I don't know. Sometimes people just profile like anything else. And me being a cop, you know, that's life. But those guys were down to earth, really good family guys. You know, regardless if Dan likes them or not. You know, Dan and Jordan, they had their beef, but it is what it is. So that's my take on this week. If you guys got any questions, either call them into the show or type it up on the blog, and I'll try to answer the best I can.
You know, I really like Mallory, and people in the chat room saying that she's annoying. I disagree.
I think she's always upbeat, and, you know, she does have a little bit of an annoying sort of tendency to her, but I love her upbeat personality. She's always smiling. She's not a whiner, and I like her. I hope they win. They're one of my, they're my favorite team right now
win.
So, there is a couple of questions that Red Wine had already typed out for you, Louie.
Okay.
He wanted to know, do they video you during your mandatory rest periods?
No. No, you're not. No, only when you're racing, you're being videotaped. But it does say that you could be filmed 24 hours a day. But when we raced, we weren't. We actually, we thought when we were in Argentina and we shared the tent with three other teams because we came in fourth through eighth, and the first four teams got their own tent, and the last four teams had to share one big tent. And we had so many laughs that night. It was so much. We were so happy because the other teams were like, must have been like, oh, my God, what are they doing in there? They're having fun. They're laughing. And we're stuck together sleeping in the same tent, you know. I mean, we shared it with Jeff and Jordan, the Big Brother people.
Who are they?
Yeah. Yeah, who are they? We shared it with Dan and Jordan and Brent and Katie, and we just had so many laughs that night. I mean, it was good times. I mean, me and Brent were like head to head near the opening of the tent, and I said to Brent, I go, hey man, if something is licking you in your ear, it's not me. And he started laughing, and Mike says, no, it might be Jordan being the gay brother of Dan and Jordan. Well, I mean, he's a good sport, and we laughed so hard. But
hey, I want to ask a question. Yes. My question is, did they go to supper at that restaurant, do you think?
Where they had the cheese fondue?
Oh,
no.
I would say no.
And did they go to the restaurant where the pit stop was?
Oh, okay.
No. I would say no, because at any time, even though we ended up in a bar one time, a bar/slash restaurant, they shuffle you off. You're either going to a hotel that has a dining room area. There were a couple of places, though, where we did end up. It wasn't part of the pit stop. It was a restaurant-type scene. It wasn't in the hotel itself. So, but
hey,
no.
We got a caller for you. Let's pick it up.
Sure.
Hey, Louie.
Yes.
Hey, this is Cindy from Rhode Island.
Hi, Cindy. How you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I would just like to invite you and Michelle out to lunch. I'd love to meet you guys.
I would like that.
Can we meet at the mall?
Yep, we can do it. I'm sure we can.
I just talked to Michelle for the first time.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to... I don't know where she's being dunked. I forget what date it is, but it's on my calendar. Love to meet you guys. Take you out to lunch. My daughter-in-law and I met you.
Where did you meet me in the mall?
I actually met you at the Providence Mall, but I had my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law walked up and talked to you. I was like, oh, my God, that's the cops. That's Louie. And she went up to you. I stayed behind.
I
know, and I'm the one that said that was who and who you were, but
was I in uniform? Was I plain clothes?
No, you were with you weren't with family, but you were with other people. But you shook her hand and you told her, you know, it was great running the race and all that. I stood behind her. I was like, oh, I really want to run up to this guy, but
did he charge you $20 for his autograph?
No, I didn't. You know what? She didn't get his autograph. I would
pay him the $20.
I take pictures with anybody. I mean, I don't care. Whatever.
I know.
We didn't take
it.
Pictures of you. It was literally just like 2.5 weeks ago.
Really?
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
In the Providence Place Mall.
Yes. I swear to God, it was you. Maybe it was longer. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I have had a stroke. My brain's dead.
If you want to work it out, you can hit me up on Facebook, and we'll figure out a time and a date. And,
I would love.
Yeah,
I'll take the
lunch,
meal.
So.
I just would love to sit down and have a meal with you two. It's awesome. I asked Heather, my daughter-in-law, to say, hey, where's your sidekick? Because I know you guys are always together.
No,
but she didn't say it.
Mike and I aren't always together. We, because we work totally different.
No, I wasn't saying Mike. I was saying Michelle.
Oh, whenever we go. Well, me and Michelle are always together when we go, people are freezing my balls right now. I'm sorry. Me and Michelle, whenever we go to charity events, we are always together. And I will be seeing her in 2 weeks. We are going to be doing a Tough Mudder in Vermont. What a Tough Mudder is Mudder as spelled M-U-D-D-E-R. It was put together by a British operative. It's an obstacle course, a 10-mile obstacle course of running through mud, swimming in water, ice water.
Oh, she didn't tell me about that one.
Oh my, it's going to be so much fun. But all the money goes to fallen soldiers, so which is a really cool thing.
Oh, that's an awesome thing.
Reality team we got put
together.
Hey,
are you running the Red Sox thing? Are you running
What was that about, the Red Sox? What are you talking about?
At the stadium, running the, I don't know if it's a 10K or whatever it is. It's for the soldiers.
Home plate. I've never done so much running in my life, Fader Chief. If you watched me on the show, you'll be like, you're running? Anyways, I'm actually going to be doing a half marathon in August. It's called the Rock and Roll Marathon. It's actually put on by people from Los Angeles, and they put it on throughout the United States, and Rhode Island is being represented in August, and the half marathon is being held in the capital, Providence. They asked me and Mike to do it. They actually, the Road Show, which is a local TV show out here.
We watch that every morning, yeah.
Well, they're going to be following us with cameras while we train for this.
Both of you are running it, yes.
Yep, and Jeff Smith, who is a former 2-time Olympian and a winner of the Boston Marathon, is going to be training Mike and I. So
that would be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. So.
Oh, I was looking for that thing.
Well, watch the road show, and you'll be seeing us.
See you guys on there.
Stuff about it. So they're going to be following us through our journey to this thing.
But I really want to meet you. I would love to take you and Michelle out to lunch.
Yeah, let's work it out. Let's work a date.
We will. I'll call you next time you're on when he has more time to chit-chat.
Yeah, that's fine. But hit me up if you're on Facebook, hit me up on Facebook. And,
I don't know what your Facebook is. I have Michelle on Facebook, but not you.
Oh, mine's easy. Mine's my name, Louie, L-O-U-I-E, space, Stravato, common spelling, S-T-R. A-V-A-T-O. T is in Tom. O. So.
All right, Louie. I got it. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, honey.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Another fan satisfied.
There was one more question from the chat room.
What is it, honey?
They wanted to know, did they make the Cowboys finish the fondue?
You know, that's a great question. I would say yes.
Yeah, they did. They showed us.
Absolutely had to. You never know when the race is done. You didn't know. You know. Hey, hell, they could have made tonight a non-elimination again, easily. You know. Though it's never. I've never seen it in all the years I've been watching it, but it easily could have happened. So.
Congratulations to my Chicago Blackhawks. We tied them up 3-3. Hallelujah.
What did I say that Boom Boom's laughing out loud?
What?
I don't know. I must have said something that made Boom Boom laugh. I don't know what the hell I said. I crack myself up constantly. I'm not sure.
But, guys, I'm losing it.
Bro, we love you. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you. And
God bless everybody.
If it wasn't for I had to go do something real quick, he probably pulled it off. I feel like something urge is coming up.
All right, man.
Well, thank you all for joining us on Easter evening.
Yes.
Come back tomorrow.
Oh,
come back tomorrow.
For Manic Monday.
Manic Monday tomorrow. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight and listening to the amazing Rad Reality Show featuring Ron himself and myself, Louie. And there is Cherry in the
background.
Featuring, we love her.
And featuring
everybody, all
Cherry.
All you chatters on the blog, we love you guys too. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys. There is more stuff I wanted to talk about, but it's okay. You probably have to work in the morning, so.
I do, bro.
So, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Take care.
Love you guys. Peace.